I really don't know how to say this, but I'm going to try to say it. You're born in the AI flesh mind. The spirit of the air, the befallen time, the AI 666 cube program. You're an avatar of the system, of the devil. You're born in sin. You're an avatar of the culture lie, the bloodline lie. Everything around you, the holidays, it's all lies. The holidays mock the holy days. Everything is a worship of God. But the Gentile system wants you to worship yourself, wants you to worship a person, wants you to worship your birthday, wants you to worship a holiday, Christmas, whatever it is, Thanksgiving. It's all designed to keep your mind in the program of the flesh mind. And the magician priest class have a box and have a program for everybody to believe. You're a redneck. You're a yuppie. You're a hood rat or whatever you want to call it. I don't really know. It could be anything. You're a whatever you think you are. You're a Republican. You're a Democrat. You're a Baptist. You're a Methodist. You're a Pentecostal. You're a Mormon. All these are boxes. They're all boxes. They're all boxes. They're all strings and nets and bands. Guilt, shame, condemnation, touch not, taste not, handle not. You got to do this. You got to keep this rule. You can't go here. You can't look at this. You can't say this. Do this, don't do this. It's all rule-based works, levels, ranks, grades, ratings to brainwash you to think you can be good enough to get back to heaven when it's so simple that it's that a child could get it, that it's faith alone in Jesus alone. And so the system around you is a system to hide the simplicity that's in Christ, the simplicity of the gospel. You're being brainwashed by everything. And you're rubbing shoulders with people who are in the system, and everything that comes out of their mouth is according to the system. And so you're being bombarded every day with words that are contrary to truth because the culture says it's normal when it's not normal. And I don't care who it is. If they're not speaking according to the word, it's a fake reality. You really think that job is about making money? No. That job's not about making money. It doesn't matter what job it is. You really think that school's about getting education? No. You really think your culture is about living a life down here that's like some good life or something? It's a trap. The whole system is a trap. If you cut the noise off, I mean, really, if you cut the noise off for 7 years, if you cut the noise off, hold on a second, I got something in my mind. If you cut the noise off for 7 years, you might be able to see it, but you'd have to be serious. You got to be able to hold a thought in your mind. See, the reason they send you so much noise is because if you can't hold a thought, you've got to be able to hold a thought. Who controls the alphabet? Why are all the stoplights red? Why does every nation have a flag? And you have to answer these questions. You throw the question out to the universe, to God, really, and you wait for the answer. He's going to give you the answer. If he gave you his son, will he not freely give you all things? You have to understand that the past does not exist. The reason that you live in guilt, shame, condemnation is because you're living in the past. Every day's a new day. Every day's a new morning. His mercies are new every morning. And when you rub shoulders or hang out with people, namely your family, who brings up your past, or who's talking about politics. I mean, why do you go to church and they're talking about football and basketball and politics, which is all in time? Why aren't they talking about eternal truths? Why aren't they pulling down from the ethereal realm new truths? Why aren't they pulling revelations down from the spirit realm? God is always speaking. Why are they talking about football and basketball when they could be pulling spiritual truths down from the ethereal plane, the 5D, the spirit, the mind of Christ, and they could be rightly dividing this place, just like you rightly divide the word, and you could see through it? Why? Really? Seriously? You go to church, and you might as well be going to the bar, because they're just talking about football. Look about the Super Bowl. The Super Bowl. That happened last year. And the year before that. And the year before that. Why does it matter who won the Super Bowl? It doesn't matter unless you're gambling on it. Maybe that matters. Football. Basketball. Who won the NCAA or whatever they call it? Who cares? Your mind is so focused on the natural realm and the Gentile system that you can't hear from above. This is what I'm telling you. The system has bombarded you with lies, with fake reality, with a program to keep your mind thinking about stuff in the Gentile nation. But if you are the elect saint called of God, you're seated in the heavenlies, your affections are above, not down here. Why does it matter what's going on? You already know what's going to happen because Revelation tells you. Daniel tells you. Apostle Paul tells you. It's all encoded in the movies. They're trying to make a machine man. They're trying to put 666. They're trying to figure it out. They're always doing it. 666 has been here since Genesis 3. They want you possessed with a demon. And if they can't possess you, they want you obsessed. And if they can't get you to obsess, they want to put it on your body. They want to put it in your body, nanoparticles or whatever. It ain't the clay and the clay and the iron won't mix. They're wasting their time. They don't know how to do it. When God seals his saints, the 144,000, the two witnesses, then the devil will learn how to do it. The devil's just a copycat. He don't know how to do it yet. He don't know how to do it. Maybe he can possess somebody, but they can still get saved, even a possessed person. If they really called out to Jesus, if somebody gave them the gospel, they could get saved. So it's not too late. But after the rapture and God seals his, and then the devil puts that, God is not going to let it happen to his church. God is not going to let it happen. It's not going to happen until after the rapture, during the tribulation. And they're going to say, peace, peace, then sudden destruction. See, they want everybody, they even tell you this in the Doctor Who series, the Master. The Master and Doctor Who, they fight each other. Doctor Who's saying everybody should be free and be independent and have freedom. The Master's trying to make slaves of everybody and make a copy of himself. Just like the Flash and the Anti-Flash. All you have to do is watch the series. Watch a bunch of series and you'll start to see a common pattern. The Master wants to make slaves. Who? Call no man master. Call no man rabbi. Call no man father. So who is the Master? It's the Freemason system. It's the Masonic demonic system. It's the Jesuit demonic system. Call no man father, call no man master, call no man rabbi, for you're all brethren. So the magician priest class, what are they doing? What is the magician priest class doing? They're doing the same thing Jezebel does. They're doing the same thing a narcissist does. They're doing the same thing the military is doing. And what is that? They're creating these fake realities. And they're creating a bunch of flying monkeys, 450 flying monkeys. So they create some fake reality, some narrative, and they got 450 news people. They got 450 people who claim to be truthers that are not, and they're all promoting the lie. And they keep bombarding you with NASA every day, the moon landing, all that. You know it's all lies. the magician priest class have all these flying monkeys who are making a living off the lie. And if you keep eating the lie every day, you put it in your eye gate, your ear gate, then you stay in the delusion. It's a fake reality. When you step into the truth, you realize it's just a worship service. And if you have a preacher that says, well, if you miss a day of church, you're not right with God, you know he's lying. How do you know he's lying? Because the Bible says, what are the works of God? To believe on his Son whom he has sent. It doesn't say if you miss a day, if you never miss a day at church. It don't say that. It says if you believe. So even the Baptist preachers who say stuff like that, I heard an independent Baptist preacher say, well, if you miss a day of church, you're not right with God. Why? Because he wants you there to tithe, and he wants you there to, as a flying monkey, to build up his fake reality. Well, I thought you said it was faith alone, sir. It is. Well, you just told me if I miss a day of church, I'm not right with God, but you said it's faith alone. Touch not, taste not, handle not. You don't understand. I don't know what their response would be on that one because it's so obvious. You tell a Methodist preacher, it's faith alone. Yeah, but as I need you to come over here and do this tradition, we're going to have this tradition over here. You tell a Pentecostal preacher that it's faith alone. They say, yeah, but you can lose your salvation. And you say, well, can you lose yours? And they'll say, no, I can't lose mine. I've heard them say it. Well, wait a minute. I can lose mine, but you can't lose yours? Something don't jive there. Why can't you lose yours? Oh, because I don't sin anymore. Well, that's not what 1 John says. If we say that we have no sin, we deceive ourselves. Truth's not in us. That's what 1 John says. I gotta go. They don't want to hear the truth. When you bust the culture lies, when you bust the false doctrine lies, when you bust the gematria lies, when you bust the Gnostic lies, what are the Gnostics? They think Jesus. They will tell you if they can pull you into their trap. You know what they're gonna say? They're gonna say Jesus and the devil are the same. They just did the left-right paradigm, the red versus the blue, to trick you, to keep you in the simulation, and to keep you going around and spinning your wheel. But they don't understand that the devil is the Antichrist. There's Christ and there's the Antichrist. There's Flash, there's Anti-Flash. There's Superman, there's anti-Superman. Why? Because there's the spirit realm and there's the earth plane. If you could get a hold of what I'm telling you, all that they've given you, whether it's your job, whether it's your city, whether it's your house, whether it's your income, whether it's your media, whether it's your news, whether it's your cartoons, whether it's everything they've given you is a fake reality. But you really can see through it if you look for a common pattern in all of it. I don't care what cartoon you watch. I don't care what movie you watch. I don't care where you go. The same truth of flesh versus spirit is encoded in everything. The same truth of the sine wave is encoded in all the movies. It's encoded in all the music. The sine wave is encoded in your body. It's encoded in night and day. You can call it the yin and the yang you want to, but it's just the up and down sine wave. The down is the flesh. The up is the spirit. The down is Wally Coyote. The up is Roadrunner. Down, up, down, up, down, up. That's the waves of the earth plane. The sea, the ocean. The Bible says there will not be a sea in the new heaven and new earth. Why won't there be a sea? Because there's not going to be waves. There won't be any need for the sun. The moon won't be there. There's not going to be up and down, up and down, up and down. It's going to be light. Jesus is going to light the whole world, but it's going to be a light in such a way that it's not too bright, but everything's lighted up. I'm just telling you that this reality, if you just cut the noise off and you sit down and just really think about the program that you've been programmed, your bloodline, the way your family believes, your culture lie, the way your culture teaches. If it's contrary to, you know, here's a problem that every person has to overcome. So they open up the Bible and they read a verse. And the verse says what it says. And it's so clear. It's so clear that you can't miss it. But when you read the verse, somewhere in your mind says, well, that don't seem to work in this culture, or that might not work. Or I had a deacon across the street. He's dead now, and his wife's dead, and his kids are, they won't, this is not, this won't affect anybody. I told him something. He said, well, he was a deacon. The reason he was a deacon, because he had $1 million in the bank. But he said, yeah, I hear what you're saying, but you can't, the Bible's not for today. You can't do that today because the Bible's not for today. He actually said that, and he was a deacon in an independent Baptist church. They let him be a deacon, and he didn't even believe the Bible was for today. Seriously. I realized then that it was a money racket. I don't know what it would take to break a person out of the AI program. It's just like the movie The Matrix. Morpheus said, Neo, the very people you're trying to pull out will become your enemy, because Agent Smith represents. So they get taken over by Agent Smith, right? So as a person, they're trying to pull out of the Matrix. But because you break their worldview, you destroy their worldview, something possesses them, they become your enemy because the truth hurts. They don't want to admit they've been in a box. They don't want to admit they believed a lie. They don't want to admit they've been a flying monkey to the system. If you're supporting the system, you're a flying monkey. They can't admit it. And the reason they can't admit it, because like Morpheus said, the very system that you're trying to pull them out of, they depend on it for their survival. It is their security blanket. That's their belief system, their Gentile money flow, their Gentile system, their Gentile image, their Gentile dress, their Gentile anything. I mean, really, if you really think about this, when you cut the music on, what happens? You hear a song that reminds you when you were a teenager. And your mind goes back to that mindset of a teenager, but you're supposed to be a new person day by day. Why do they keep playing the same songs over and over? And every year in April, May, June, they have certain songs they play, and December, because it's a culture programming. They play the same songs in every year of every month of the year. It's the same songs. Keep a record of it. Why is there Burning Man every year? Watching the cycles repeat daily, weekly, monthly, yearly, decade, watching the cycles repeat should wake somebody up and say, wait a minute. Even the Bible says there's nothing new. It should wake somebody up and say something's, scratch your head and say something's not right. Something's just not right. And I'm telling you what it is. You're born in the flesh mind. God is using the cycles to try to give you shock treatment, to shock you into the spirit mind. But you can't get it on your own power. You have to beg Him to give it to you. You have to sit down and say, Lord, what am I missing? Lord, show me what's going on. And then when He shows up on the scene and He infuses you with a new mind, it's over. You can't go back. You can't think the old way anymore. You can't look at life the old way anymore. You actually get aborted out of Babylon. when the Holy Spirit comes in and floods you with this knowledge, Babylon kicks you out. You can't talk like, you can't think like them. You can't be yoked up to them. You are a different, you're in a different kingdom. You're in a different mindset. Your affections are above, not below. You know this is all fake. The money's fake. The news is fake. It's just a repeat. It's just a game. It's just a manufactured reality that the magician priest class has created. And when you wake up to that, and then you go a little bit deeper and you realize it's a simulation, and you see that Jesus withdrew himself. They were trying to crucify him. He withdrew. He drew himself out. Together draw. Withdrew. He drew himself out of their script. See, let me tell you something. Just like God has a plan for your life, the devil has a script that he's trying to write into your life. And when you step out of that script, you can write your own script that's according to God's will, and you can withdraw yourself from their game, from their trap, from their manipulation, from their witchcraft, from all their games, because all you have to do is step into the mind of Christ. If he gave you Jesus, will he not freely give you all things? If this is a script, scripture, your script, why are you going to let the devil write your script when you can write your own script? You don't have to be submitting to the devil's script. You can write your own script. You don't have to submit to your, if your spouse is trying to give you a script that you are not, does not you, your identity, you don't have to submit to that fake identity script. See, here's the problem with the bloodline. As long as you tie to the bloodline, they're going to spring up your past. And what happens when you live in the past? You think you're old. What happens when you live in the now? You're in the now. You're in the eternal now. Age don't matter. But if you always hear people talking about you, remember what we did over here? Remember what we did over here? Remember this? Remember this? You're looking back at the past instead of in the now. Every day's a new day. The past doesn't even exist. It don't even exist. If you really want to shift your reality, quit thinking about the past. Think about the now and think about what you're planting seeds for the future. Because the seed that you plant today will appear tomorrow. And the more you plant that seed, the more the pattern will appear. If you plant seeds of lies, seeds of death, the past is dead. Why would you want to live in the past when it's dead? So when you live in the past, I want to tell you this. This is, if you can get a hold of this, I know it's hard to understand. When you live in the past, which is dead, you're sowing seeds of death. Because think about it. If you're always looking back at the past, you think you're old. If you're living in the now, age don't matter because it's now. You feel young. If you're living in the now, you're always creating something. You're always inventing something. You're always learning something. You're always growing. But as long as you're stuck in the past, you can't grow. You're living in a fake reality. The past does not exist. And if you're living in the past, you're living in the fake reality that they want you to live in because you can't progress. You can't move up. You're not going to get healthy. The reason you have an addiction is because you're living in the past. You can do cold turkey right now. I don't care if it's smoking. I don't care if it's drinking. I don't care if it's cursing. I don't care what it is. Your past doesn't determine who you are now unless you live in the past. You can break the pattern right now. But the reason you don't break the pattern is because you're living in the past. Every morning you get up, even it says in the Bible, it talks about when people are married. Don't let the sun go down on your wrath, right? If you why would the Bible say that? Because if you have a problem with your wife, okay, and you hold bitterness and you're mad at each other, and you go to bed and you have this bitterness, and the next morning it's there, you're still living in the past. It don't matter. What happened in the past is gone. If they keep doing the same stuff over and over, that means they're living in the past and you're moving forward. Sometimes if they want to live in death, the past is dead. If they want to live in death, let them. But you got to live in life. There's a separation going on right now. There's a separation. Those who can see past the fake simulation that's just a training program, and those who can't. The Bible says there's nothing new under the sun. So if there's nothing new under the sun, outside the trees, the buildings, every day's the same, then what's really changing? Your inner man. But if your inner man isn't growing, if your inner man's living in the past, regrets, the past whatever, the past unforgiveness, bitterness, the past dreams, God gives you a new dream every day. God gives you a new day every day. God gives you a new mind every day. God gives you a new state. The Bible says it. We're changed from glory to glory to glory to glory. We're not changed from sin to glory. We're changed from glory to glory to glory. We're not stagnated. When you live in the past, you're stagnated. He will give you a new goal, a new path, a new direction every day if you want it. And the more you renew your mind, within 2 months, I'll be a different person. Every 2 months, I change because I'm serious about this. And people who used to know me, they don't know me anymore. And if they can't keep up with me, I'm sorry. I might love them, but if they want to pull me back in the past and pull me into something that's not real, I'm not going back. It's just not going to happen. I promise you, if you really think about what I'm saying, is the past real? No. What is the past? The past was like, like a copy. It's like a ghost. The past is a memory, just like a memory on a disc. But you can erase the disc, right? You can erase the past. Yeah, there's seeds that have been sown, but your body is such a way that if you start to change, if they say that your body changes every 7 years, well, if you start to eat different, act different, and fast, your body can change in 7 days. If you really want to change the memory of the past and erase it, just like you would, let's say you got a DVD disc or a CD and you want to erase it, just erase it. And how do you erase it in your body or your mind or whatever? You're going to have to do some fasting. Some strongholds that are not even real anymore, they're still hanging around, but it's like a ghost. And the way that you break it, the Bible says, some things only come out by prayer and fasting. You might have to change cities. You might have to change jobs. You might have to cut off certain people. You might have to break certain ties, soul ties. There's a lot of soul ties keeping you in the past that's not even real. It's not healthy. It's not real. You know it's destroying you. You know it's keeping you back, but you don't break it. Why? Because you believe it's real and it's not. It's just a flying monkey game that's a program that's not even real. If you're seated in the heavenlies in Christ, you're being changed from glory to glory. It's a sanctification process. How come a soul tie from the past is still haunting you? It's not real. It's fake. The past is dead. Every morning you wake up, the previous day is dead. That's why you say good morning, because you're mourning the person who was there yesterday who's dead. Good morning. When they go to awake, they're mourning the person that just died. So when you wake up, it's awake. You look back. What is awake? Okay, so you go to awake and you have one last view. So when you wake up, you have one last view of the person that was there before, yesterday, who no longer exists. And you say, good morning. Why do you say good morning? Because you're mourning the person who died yesterday, who's not you anymore. And then you eat some breakfast because you're breaking a fast. So the fast, the 8-hour fast that you took, 33% of your day goes back to the cross. You died because Jesus died at 33. So you go back to 33. You slept 8 hours. That person who was there yesterday is dead. That's not even you anymore. And so you have one last wake. You wake up, and that means you have one last view of the person who died. You eat some breakfast. You break a fast. And you go to work, or if somebody's in the house, you say, good morning. And you say, why are you saying good morning? Because I'm mourning the person that was yesterday who's not today. If I was to talk to somebody I knew 10 years ago, they wouldn't even know me. I couldn't even have a conversation because most of the people I knew 10 years ago, they didn't grow. They're still stuck in a loop. They're stuck in the fake reality. They're still stuck in a memory that doesn't really exist because they're listening to the music of the system. They're listening to they used to listen to that rock and roll music when they were 18 and Ozzy Osbourne and all that, and it put them back in those feelings. And so they keep listening to that music and it puts them back in that feeling, and they never escape the past. They never escape their addictions. They never escape their old identity. Even though they've had the opportunity for 20 years, they're still acting like they did when they were 18. They're thinking that way. And that's why when you talk to them, they have nothing new to talk about. They keep talking about the past. Remember what we did? No, I don't even think about that anymore. Remember this? No, I'm sorry. And they get mad. Well, you don't remember this? No, I don't care about the past anymore. That's not who I am. I'm sure we had fun. I'm sure it was fun. I'm glad it was a good experience, you know. It don't matter anymore. That's not who I am. You're talking about something that's not even real. And this sounds harsh. I know this sounds harsh, but I'm telling you, the past is the past and it's dead. It doesn't exist. Everything's the now. And if you really want to step into your destiny from glory to glory, you got to leave the past. And once you leave the past and you cut off the past music and the past ideologies that were fake, you step into a whole new calling, a whole new reality, and you don't live that way anymore. Somebody says, well, didn't you used to eat cheeseburgers and Coca-Colas every day? That person did. I'm not that person anymore. Yeah, but that was just last year. Exactly. I got some new knowledge. I got a new revelation. I'm not that person. I know it's all lies. I know it's all poison. I know they're trying to kill you. They're trying to destroy your liver. They're trying to destroy your pancreas. Why would I eat something that's destroying my liver? That person don't exist anymore. And you can do that with anything. But anyway, all I can tell you is, it's a big matrix, and they don't want you going from glory to glory to glory to glory. They want you to live in death and worry and doubt and live in the past and live in misery and be in bitterness, forgiveness, and say, oh, it was the good old, remember the good old days? People say that all the time. Remember the good old days. Today is the good old days. Today is a good day. This is the day the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. I don't care about the past. That's not me anymore. People from the past come around and they think they know me. They don't. They never knew me, probably. Because what I'm saying is so radical that most 99% of the people can't even hear it. And they won't accept it. They won't receive it. And so they're going to stay in the old paradigm. They're not going to shift. And they're going to stay in that old paradigm, and It's a fake reality. Why would I listen to Ozzy Osbourne? Why would I listen to Def Leppard? Why would I listen to any of that junk? It's junk. It really is junk. Why waste my time when I could be pulling down new truth from the ethereal realm and rightly dividing reality, just like you rightly divide the word truth? Why would I go back and listen to some man-made stupidity and waste my mind and waste my thoughts and waste my time listening to something that's just in the temporal realm, which is really in the past, which doesn't even matter? And so when you go into a restaurant and they keep playing these same old songs from 20, 30 years ago, it's like, what's going on here? There's a reason they're doing it. Because they want you living in death. It's a death cult. This is a death cult if you live in the past, because the past is dead. It really is.